Hello. So in any presentation, it's really important to decide what your purpose is before you start preparing your presentation, before you start preparing for the delivery, before the structure, the content, everything else. The first thing you need to decide is what's the purpose? There are lots of reasons for delivering a presentation. So let's just have a look at some of those and some of the key ones in terms of what the purpose of your presentation is. Help to give you an understanding of that starting point. Okay, so what is the purpose of a presentation? Quite often it's to sell, and it might be to sell a product, it might be to sell a point of view or a particular type of action or a plan or a strategy, but that we want somebody to buy what it is that we're selling. So one of them is to sell. It might be to communicate, just to pass some information on to somebody. It might be to influence. So if you're not thinking about actually selling, it may be about influencing somebody to your point of view or a particular course of action. It could also be to inform, which I guess is similar to communicate, but communicate implies a two-way process, whereas inform might be just purely to give information, to pass information on. Could be to educate. It could be that people walk away from your presentation having learned something. And if you think about the BBC's one of the BBC's mottos used to be to educate, inform, and probably the most important thing is to entertain. And to entertain is the bit that we very often miss from a presentation, because if people are entertained, they're much more likely to learn something. They're much more likely to take information away. They're much more likely to be influenced or to understand what it is that you're selling. So I think that whatever the overall purpose, whether it's to sell or to inform or communicate or influence or educate, that it's really important that your presentation entertains as well. And I'm not suggesting that you should dance on screen or you should tell jokes or, find a way of entertaining the audience in a kind of overt way. But entertaining essentially means that people understand what it is that you're trying to achieve and what you're going to talk about, that you tell things in a way that's interesting and informative, and that they take something away from it at the end. So you don't have to be a stand-up comedian to deliver an entertaining presentation, but being entertained is really, really important. So the first thing you need to consider with your presentation is what's the purpose? What is it there for? And then the second thing is, right, how can I make it entertaining? So think about that purpose first and foremost, what it is that you want to get. What's the outcome you're looking for? Do you want someone to sign on the dotted line? Do you want somebody to go away and behave in a particular way? Do you want somebody to have learned something that they can then apply later on? And how are you then going to entertain them? So when we go through the stages in the course around preparation and around delivery, that's going to really help us to figure out the best way to grab people's attention and get them on our side.